We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. We also just have one item on discussion, but there's a lot of staff here, so I'm guessing there might be more items to add. And that is, we got this request from DOE for this training event, right, Steve?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about this? Or who should, I mean, I kind of just looked at this and quickly forwarded it to you, saying I think we need to decide who attends.
Well, who attends is one thing. There's also I think a commissioner should be on the notification list.
Okay, so why don't you just describe what this all is?
It's a notification when there is issues with utility, and it's a contact point. So whether you want to do the chair or whether you want to do a specific portfolio holder, and then someone within staff should probably attend. It could be somebody like me, or it could be somebody like Conrad, who has been doing some of the risk management and security stuff. It could also be somebody out of public utilities who has a background in utility. Mm-hmm. Considering what they're looking at from us, I would say probably somebody with a utility background.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I didn't have that on. Did I have that on, y'all? Shoot, did you get it from everybody else's mic? Okay, good. Okay, so my thoughts, well, are a couple. We have this cybersecurity bucket that we don't really have it assigned to any one commissioner, and it isn't really in just one division. It does impact probably public utilities in a unique way, but it does impact everybody. So maybe a longer term issue we need to think about is, do we want to create a cybersecurity portfolio and start managing it that way? But in the meanwhile, I could see rationale for assigning this to the chair, or if we hadn't had it, if we hadn't split everything up with economic regulation, we could have done it through that portfolio as well. So those are just some initial thoughts I have.
I'll tell you what my initial thought was, but I don't mean to just be piling on responsibility onto someone. And so it's just a thought here. We have two RTOs, and up until early 2017, one commissioner was kind of the RTO commissioner. Then, in just splitting that up for a while, you and I split up the two RTOs. And I think that's the correct choice long term, because there's so much work involved with that.
Yeah.
I don't think one commissioner should do both. So since two of the commissioners have that and that kind of like in-depth look on electric, on the electric industry, maybe this is a good assignment for the third commissioner who does not have an RTO portfolio.
Mm. Yeah.
And then
make it a portfolio.
When there's some emergency happening, if it's related to specifically one of the RTOs, then that person probably is more in tune to it, but also whoever is handling this and working with the emergency services. So I thought that was a possibility, but I don't have strong feelings.
I think that makes sense long term, but I don't feel like that would be fair to assign to Sherry from the get-go, especially on top of everything else. I think we'd have to reorganize the portfolios a bit.
Yeah, I just don't know how busy this is, how much they need.
Well, and I feel like you need sort of more of a foundation before you start digging into the cybersecurity stuff, that maybe a year from now would be a more effective. That's just my thought. I don't know how you're thinking, Sherry.
Well, when I looked at that email, it's more of an exercise and
based on it, Commissioner, prior Commissioner Crocia said we should have a seat at the table. So how those exercises are going, and I advocate for something like that, having a seat at the table and developing that portfolio as it goes. In our area of
cyber.
Right.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's definitely, I think, bigger than just this function. Mm-hmm. You know, this is one piece, but it's a lot bigger, and we still have those requirements that the legislature gave us for.
Right.
Having regular meetings with the utilities and getting information and updates from them, which we haven't really tackled yet. So I think that fits into the cyber stuff. I mean, there's just a fair amount that I really think we need to get going on it.
And conceptually, we were looking at possibly having that first annual meeting in the summer. We've had some conversations with utilities already. And in our current rules that we're drafting, they're integrated resource planning and cybersecurity as well. So as soon as those drop, I believe there's a good chance that those will be published by the middle of the summer as well.
Mm-hmm.
for the moving forward in the following years.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of historical context too. In my previous life here, I did attend a couple of those exercises. And whoever goes needs a pretty good foundation in the utility side as well as, you know, I had the IT side, so that helped a little bit from that side. But as an electrical engineer, I had a little background there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we may want a seat at the table on two different levels.
Do you want to do it?
I can.
At least for
want is a strong word.
Report back to us. On
yeah. I mean, I can see Steve. I'm willing to do it. I can see Steve as being one. And Sherry, if you want to tackle this, I think, you know, I'd certainly be open to it. I just would advise that from my perspective, you have a lot on your plate already. So I think cyber, what's happened with cyber is it's big and it's thorny and it's controversial, and we haven't wanted to do it. Like, let's be honest, we just haven't. Nobody's wanted to dive right into it. And I think that we can't, that, like, that's not sustainable. We have to do it. And I think we have a good framework from which to do it now with the legislative stuff that was passed. This is a good entry point. DOE is getting really active on the cyber side of things. So I agree with Randy that a portfolio we should establish and get it rolling. So that just, I guess, the decision is A, portfolio, yes or no now, wait, or B, and then who would it be? Do you have thoughts?
Let's send Steve for a while.
Okay.
Build up more of an evaluation for us.
All right, sounds good. Okay, Jack, do you have more thoughts? It looks like you do. I see words on your forehead.
I think a future discussion, I might have some more thoughts, but since you've already decided where it's at, I think it's a good spot.
All right, you comfortable with that?
Yes.
I don't really think that should preclude it. I assume this, like, they don't limit it to one person. If there's additional staff that should be going, when you find out what the meeting consists of, you know, if it had to do with, say, fuel storage, you know, maybe it involves someone from coal mining. If it involves some kind of issue
Jeff
with
and
transformers, someone from utilities, legal things, legal stuff.
Jeff and I will have a conversation.
Okay, very good. Is there any other discussion items? No. Alrighty. On to scheduling.
Now for something tough.
Saving the best for last. So grab your phone. Do you have your calendar?
No, I didn't.
Oh, sorry. All right. Is your calendar on your phone? Like your work calendar?
I think so. Do you want to, it's on my desk. I'm sorry.
That's all right. How would you know? So we just, because we're all together and staff can get us all at the same time, we always have the scheduling portion of the meeting where we kind of walk through work sessions, here's a, you know, a meeting that we want to schedule, if there's hearings that need to be scheduled.
Ready.
Just do that. Yeah.
Oh my, that, oh, we're not talking social calendar.
Sorry. Well, that has to be taken into account, because once it's scheduled, it's hard to change.
while you're waiting, did you want to hop to the bipartisan infrastructure bill?
Sure, we can talk about that a little bit before. So this is maybe more my brainchild than Jack's, but so Jack has done summaries on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that we've seen. I've received a bunch from NARUC. I'm sure Randy, you have. Sherry, you're probably starting to get those. And when I was at NARUC, a bulk of the program was focused on all of the things in the bipartisan infrastructure bill as it relates to utilities. And, yeah, mostly utilities, but EVs, telecom, all of the various areas. So I felt like we should be thinking about and talking about where we need to be involved and where we are involved automatically by our jurisdiction, where we could be involved if we chose to, and discuss whether we want to advocate to probably the governor for a more active role in certain parts of the infrastructure bill, and then kind of strategize how we want to do that. And so I thought I wanted to set up a meeting to discuss that. That's what this bipartisan infrastructure bill number 2 scheduling matter is.
Well, I like that. And one of the areas that probably gets less attention, unless you live in an area that doesn't have decent telephone service, is the telecommunications money that's available. There's enormous amounts of money available. I don't know the provisions, you know, exactly what it takes to qualify for that. But it is so easy to get caught up in, you know, how to use mm-hmm. new recently printed dollars for, you know, doing the latest and greatest innovative things that look so cool. And I guess I would like to be advocating for, like, how about we just make sure everybody has telephone service with some of this? And I think we could alleviate our staff of a lot of complaints. And so there's just one example of where our involvement, I think, could benefit the people of the state if we had the right tools to get the information to the right people.
Okay. You okay with a meeting on the bipartisan infrastructure bill? All right, so then, are there timelines that we should be thinking about, Jack?
There are two items which I was, I'll be speaking with Commissioner Haugenhofer moving forward, that we have to move quicker on, and that's within her portfolio, and that's opening two dockets. One's on demand response, and the other one is on electric vehicle charging stations and electric vehicles in general. Aside from that, those are the two pressing ones for us that we're subject to, according to under PURPA as well. The other ones are more stakeholder and financial and mm-hmm. where the funding is going, as far as my understanding goes. There's also...
So what are the deadlines on the two you mentioned, though?
So the two we mentioned, we probably have to open them a docket within the next 2 or 3 months, which we'll probably be doing within 2 to 4 weeks.
It would be good for us to understand that before you open those dockets, though, don't you think?
Sure.
Yeah. And talk about them.
Absolutely. If you'd like to have a work session before that, we can do that. And then after the fact, it'll be a normal docket where we kind of gather stakeholders and comments, mostly from the utilities, and then we'll make a decision on that probably within the year.
All right. So let's look at our calendars and try to get something scheduled in the next 2 weeks, maybe, for number 2. And maybe we can look, Pat, on number 1 under scheduling work session. On that case. mm-hmm. Maybe we can find a block of time where we can do those side by side and be done with both of them.
I'll throw out that I'd be available Friday afternoon.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. So then next week, The morning of the 1st?
I'm available.
No, I have SPP.
SPP, okay.
That morning, the afternoon.
How about the anytime that week?
And the afternoon is good for you, so like 1:30 and 3 maybe?
Cog gonna go long?
Two?
Could we do 2:30?
Well, if we're trying to do both of these at the same time.
Okay, how about
okay, so 2:00 on the number 1. And then can we say 3:30 on the infrastructure bill? Okay. All right.
Just for the purposes of clarification for staff, the goal of this work session is to kind of get a preliminary action plan moving forward on these. Is that, or are we really looking to get deep into the weeds on that, on that stuff?
Well, I wouldn't say deep into the weeds, but I think I have some summaries that I've received that I think are pretty good. I'll share them with these guys if you have something you want to share. So we have kind of walk through what the requirements are, what the opportunities are, and discuss what we might want to get involved in.
Sure. Okay.
And I listened in to some NARU stuff on the topic, but wasn't specifically taking notes. And I don't know if this is a open meetings thing, but whatever you're going to share, can that be shared before the meeting so we can review it? Because otherwise you get a bunch of stuff dropped on you
and what
you do at your meeting.
Yeah, paperwork in anticipation of meeting can be passed around.
I can forward those to Pamela to share right away. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
okay.
1:00, the first 2 p.m. one is 2:00 on March 1st, and the other one is 3:30 on March 1st.
Correct.
Or to go with yesterday's using twos, the 2:00 Tuesday.
Yes, okay. That would be alliteration, actually, not twos. All right. Then one other meeting to schedule, or meetings. So when Randy and I started, the commission set up Brian Kulk actually set up meetings with the directors to kind of go over each division. And then he sat in on those meetings too, because he was able to think about things from the perspective of being new and having questions, remembering what he needed to ask, which is probably, and it was super helpful for us because it was so new, we didn't really have enough information to know exactly what to even ask. So we were hoping to set up similar kind of meetings with the directors and all of us to kind of walk you through sort of the overview of each division and what their responsibilities are and big issues they're currently facing, etc. Were we going to do those, Steve, in 1 block, or what did you envision for how those would run?
Depending on the availability of directors, I think it would be a good idea.
Your mic isn't on. Your mic is not on.
No, it's on.
Oh, it is?
Yep. It would be a good idea to try to do them as a block. I think it would be good context.
One after another after another. The directors don't have to sit through the ones for them. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so maybe like a full morning or a full afternoon.
Yep.
All right. So, shall we look for the next full morning or afternoon? Did anybody?
I don't know if there's some kind of a event or something, but for some reason, and this doesn't seem to happen that much, all day next Wednesday, the 2nd, then. So, I don't know if there's some.
I'm open that morning. I do have an OMS working group meeting that afternoon, but I'm available in the would be available all morning. All right, so should we say 8:30 to noon or something like that?
Sure.
Okay, the 2nd, March 2nd, 8:30 to noon, and then you guys can break it up however you want within that, Steve.
Okay.
And according to directors' availability and stuff. And then if there's somebody that doesn't work for that timeframe, we'll do as many as we can. And if we have to reschedule one, we can do that.
Well, hopefully we can get everybody in there.
Okay. Easy.
What time did you pick for the starting time? 9?
8:30.
8:30?
Okay. All right. Anything else for scheduling? Going once, going twice. Anything else for admin at all?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Very good. We're adjourned.